Everybody, it's Adam with Soul Sessions, the All Souls podcast. And I'm really excited to share with y'all that we have now some music to go along with our podcast, the intro and the outro that we'll be using each time. And we're really thrilled to announce that this music is from a local Asheville musician called Sarah McCoy. And I wanted to share a little bit about this song, which she has called The Good Life, and some words that she has about the inspiration of the song. She says, "This song came to me in its fullness and felt like a reminder to myself that the good life doesn't have to be some far-off point in the future. And when I live with that belief, I find myself tunneling through my days, missing things along the way. I think there's a different way to live where the good life is already present. It's today, and this week, and the moments we find ourselves in. With that perspective shift, we're open to the goodness that already fills our days, almost creating a sense of anticipation, eagerness, and even confidence for how the goodness will show up next, when we're looking for it." Please enjoy The Good Life by Sarah McCoy. All right, I hope you're enjoying that music as much as I am. Thank you for joining me for another Soul Sessions podcast, the All Souls podcast from All Souls Counseling Center in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm really excited to share today's topic of grounding with you. This is something that you may be already familiar with or maybe not, but I find that especially when life is very, very stressful, when we have a lot going on, which is probably most of the time, it seems, it can be really, really difficult to know how to make effective choices, how to do what is most helpful next, especially when we've just got so much on our minds and on our plates and just everything that's happening in the world. It can feel like a tall ask to be present or be grounded or all of these things. So just know that I'm saying all this with a ton of compassion, and I hope that you can find these skills useful for helping you to be as present as humanly possible. If you're someone that suffers from any issues around disassociation or just really trouble staying focused in the moment, grounding can be a really helpful thing to find some presence in the moment. So if that's something that you're working with or are just not sure what to do about, I hope that you find today's episode really helpful. Before we dive in the topic of grounding, as per usual, I ask you to just take 5 slow breaths with me, which is in and of itself a grounding practice. So feel free to join with me as we take 5 slow breaths. Okay, for this breath practice, we're just simply going to take 5 slow breaths together. Nothing more, nothing less. I want to invite you to just start by first noticing your breathing. Notice where it comes in and where it goes out. Take some nice slow breaths here to just become better acquainted with that. And then whenever you're ready, start by emptying everything out of your lungs. So a really long, slow exhale. Good. And then whenever you're ready to inhale, inhale with me. Hold the breath at the top, and then slowly exhale. Very good. Let's do that again. Breathing in. Hold. And exhale. All right, that's two. Breathing in. Brief pause. And exhale. Awesome. Just a couple more. Breathe in. Hold. Exhale. And then one more. So breathe in. Pause. And exhale. Very good. So feel free to continue taking breaths at a nice slow pace, or maybe just stop and notice. What does that feel like to be aware of my breathing? Are there any changes? Be mindful of any shifts in your body, in your mindset. Maybe nothing, maybe something. Just notice what's coming up without judgment, and then set it aside whenever you're done. Thanks so much for doing this with me. Thanks for doing that breath practice with me. So, for our talk today, as I said earlier, we're going to be talking about grounding. And to do so today, I want to answer three questions: the what, the why, and the how. So, what is grounding? And more accurately, I want to start with what isn't grounding? And maybe you're familiar with this situation where you're going in multiple directions at once. Maybe you're multitasking. Maybe you are just shooting from the hip or doing things purely out of instinct or by rote. I want to be clear that these aren't necessarily wrong. Sometimes we need to do this, but in many situations, certain situations perhaps, these can get out of control and they're not grounded. We don't necessarily have a lot of thought going into or discernment or thinking about what we're doing or what comes next. So grounding, by contrast, is being intentional or skillful, contemplating the next best response. And another way to think about this is this idea of living in the gap. This is a concept from mindfulness that can be a little hard to attain if you don't have a steady mindful practice. But living in the gap is a concept that we may not have a lot of awareness around, or we may not have experience very much, especially if we're someone who's really scattered a lot of the times, or knows how it feels to maybe multitask almost constantly. And again, not a bad thing. It's needed sometimes. People who have certain responsibilities, people who are parents, people who have just a lot of demands on their time, they might need to multitask here and there. So that's not bad. And sometimes we need to just slow it down, like what we did earlier with our breathing, and just notice what are all my options and what might be best for me to do next. So this gap is the space in between impulse to do something and actually doing the thing. And again, many times there's this tiny, teensy tiny little gap, and that can be impacted by a lot of different things. Not being grounded, for one, really narrows that down. And there's lots of other things that can take up space: anxiety, fear, stress, anger. Lots of emotions can take up room, so the gap gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And so these practices, mindful practices, help us widen the gap so that we just have a little bit more room to do what is effective and helpful and skillful in the moment. So think about what that might look like for you as you consider grounding and how that might help you live more in the gap. Okay, so now why to ground? And I'm not really going to spend a ton of time on this because I can imagine, I hope at least, that you can understand why grounding might be really important. But my reasons to ground is increasing intentionality. So, like, what you're doing on purpose. You're paying attention, and when it's really important to do so, you're able to choose the exact right option, or at least the best option that you can think of in that moment, and proceed with that. It helps us to do what is most effective right then and there in the moment. And again, maybe we want to think about, so if we're not doing this, these, if we're not in the gap, if we're not choosing intentionally, we might make some mistakes that aren't helpful for us, not valuable, or are very costly for us. Maybe we'll hurt other people's feelings. Maybe we'll do things that are outside of our value system. Maybe we'll just take some sort of action that has repercussions that might not have been there if we'd just taken a few more moments in advance. So why ground? To avoid some of those things and to be more intentional. That's the idea, to do things on purpose in the moment. And finally, how to ground. I have two skills that we're going to practice together. Of course, this is optional. Please skip it if you just want to listen, but feel free to join in with me if you want to practice it. And then I have some other recommendations for you to maybe look up as well. So the first one that I want to recommend for grounding is called butterfly tapping. And while we do this, we're going to be doing some slow breathing, kind of like what you've already done before, but we're going to pair with it the idea of tapping on alternating sides of your body. So give yourself kind of a bear hug. So one way to think about this is putting one of each of your hands on the opposite shoulder. If that doesn't feel good, maybe you just cross them, like take hold of your elbows on opposite sides of your body. You can alternatively put them on your knees, cross your arms, and put one on each knee. So there's several different ways to do this, or whatever feels right. Maybe you just want to give yourself like a bear hug kind of thing. I like to maybe put my arms, hands on either side of my arms, rather, and just feel that for a second. Butterfly tapping is slowly alternating, tapping gently one hand and then the other. So your hands might go up and then back down, nice and slow, kind of tap, 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 that pace. And try to keep this tempo nice and slow. Tap, 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 tap. And while you're doing that, so continue doing that if that feels okay, maybe we just take some slow breaths. Maybe you want to close your eyes, look down if closing your eyes isn't right for you, and take some slow breaths. Very good. Let's do this for another 30 seconds or so, just noticing how that feels. Tap, 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 tap. Continue to breathe nice and slow. Very good. Keep it up. Almost there. Tap, 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 tap. A few more seconds. Very good. And let's take a few moments as you release that, maybe shake out your arms a little bit. If that felt really good, of course, please continue. Pause this and just continue that experience. Do this for as long as you like. But maybe for now, if you've decided to stop with me, just notice how that feels. All right, excellent. Moving to the next one, we want to think of this one as grounding with our senses. So while we continue to breathe nice and slow, I'm going to go through all of our senses and to see if I can encourage you to notice what's happening with them right now. So we'll start with our vision. And maybe take a look around the space where you are and notice as many things as you can that you can see right now. You can say them out loud, you can just say them in your head, write them down, whatever feels right, but whatever you're noticing right now, see if you can pay attention to that. Very good. Now let's move to our hearing. So, what are some of the things in the room that you can hear? Again, right here, right now. Maybe start with the things that are closer to you. Maybe the sound of your own breathing. Maybe the sound of my voice. And then slowly extend your hearing out further. What else is around you? Can you hear something from outside the room? How far away can you listen to things that are happening around you? Great. Now let's move to our sense of touch. So, with any sense of your body, anything that you can feel, I should say, see if you can notice. Maybe notice where you make contact with things, whether it's the clothes on your body, whether it's, where you make contact with something else like the earth, the seat that you're on, whatever's underneath your feet, just whatever you can feel. And if there's something nearby you can touch, maybe reach out and touch it, a blanket, an animal, a texture, any kind of texture at all. See if you can notice the temperature, the texture of it, smooth, rough, cold, hot, whatever you notice. See if you can just reach out and use your sense of touch to notice. This is also a good opportunity to notice what is supporting me right now. The earth, a chair, the chair on the earth, whatever. Using your sense of touch to explore that. And then we move to our sense of smell. Is there anything that you can smell in the room? So maybe you need to pick up something and intentionally smell it. What can you notice right now? Bring that to your nose and notice. It may not be pleasant. Some smells are not. This is not always about being pleasant, but noticing what's present right now. And this last one is maybe a little bit trickier sometimes, but just do the best you can to notice any sense of taste. If you've just eaten something or had something to drink, maybe notice that if it's still lingering in your mouth. Or if not, if you have something that you can taste, feel free to try that. And just notice, again, try not to assign good or bad or right or wrong, but just notice what's present right here and now. And use those sensory experiences to orient yourself to right now. Very good. And just some other options for you to consider for other grounding activities. Gardening is a really great tool for a lot of people. Getting your hands in the earth, on the ground, it can be really, really helpful. Going for a mindful walk is another option. You might even want to do so without shoes on if that's safe to do. So walk around barefoot, potentially with your feet on the earth, can be really grounding. Doing some meditation can be a mindful practice or a grounding practice if that's right for you. Consider that as an option. And there's even something called grounding mats that you can look into purchasing that some people say really help them to feel grounded. So feel free to look that up online and see if that's something that might feel right for you. There's grounding mats, there's grounding sheets, there's all kinds of options. There's more than you might expect. But a lot of ways are possible for us to explore this idea of grounding and what that might do for us and how that might help us. All right, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for joining me for this Soul Sessions podcast from All Souls Counseling in Asheville, North Carolina. I hope you found these grounding skills useful and that you can find these available when you need them or whatever life brings your way. So I look forward to talking with you again next month and hope that you can take good care of yourself. Be well.
Doesn't mean it's wrong. Easy doesn't mean it's right. Time moves in a different way when you follow.